You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up? What is good? It is In This League on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We in the house. Who is we? Well, I am one of them. I am the Welsh, Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Oh, there's so much Welsh in there. That right there, that is Scott Bogman, the arch nemesis of Swamp Thing. Have you come to blows with Swamp Thing yet?
I can't find that SOB. He's around somewhere. I'll get him.
He's ducking you. He's ducking your bogs.
He doesn't dare tread near my bogs. He sticks to his swamps. That's what he does.
I'll tell you, if you had Roger Goodell on your side, Swamp Thing would be in for a hurting.
He would be suspended for six games, I think.
Six swamps. He would, he wouldn't be able to see the field or the swamp for at least six games.
He couldn't What's come back down? Until Swamp 7 at the earliest.
Swamp 7. Why does that sound like a thing? That should be a thing. I like that. Swamp 7. What's up, guys? We have got a packed show for you today. We are going to be playing one of our most favorite games. We're going to do it the whole hour, possibly into the second hour, where well, then we're going to take a look at the week one games that are going down, because I'm not sure, had you heard the news, football is going to be happening in less than 24 hours from right now when we're speaking, possibly when people are listening to this on demand, hopefully while games are going on. Football will be played, and this time it counts, Bogman, like the All-Star Game.
This time it counts, and there will be like 8 billion of those Roger Goodell clown nose towels in yep. Gillette Stadium, right?
70,000, apparently that's what it's going to be. Oh, week one is going to be glorious, I promise you that. But what's the game that we're going to play? It is called The Chicken.
The Chicken.
It's Fantasy Chicken, where Bogman and I, we've set up a whole bunch that we're going to play, but we are offering out to you guys who want to participate. Tweet at us, is it the Welsh, Bogman Sports, or FNTSY Radio. You use the hashtag ITL Live, and just pick anything. Pick Allen Robinson touchdowns, or Tom Brady yards, or you could say PPR fantasy points, or you could combine two. And what we will do is we're going to then have an opening bid, and we're going to play chicken until one can't go anymore, and we're going to track them through them throughout the week. And that's always fun to kind of review. We did that on one of our most recent football shows where we did it season long. These are week one centric. So tweet at us, or if you want, you can call in 844-84-FNTSY. You guys can give us your version of Fantasy Chicken, one you want us to play, and we're going to be doing that the whole hour. So you can partake on the Twitter machine. You can partake on the phones. We'll tell you one thing, Bogman. Is there any better feeling than being done with drafting? Is there anything better?
No, I'm glad. Well, I mean, having your quarterback go week one is nice.
I'll tell you what's better.
Since I have Jameis Winston as my only quarterback in one of my leagues, I don't like that.
I'll tell you what is better. It's drafting with a bunch of rubes. Having that one league where everyone's not good and you get to dominate and look at your team and you're just like, yes, yes, team, it's amazing. That is one of the best feelings, but that is all over. Fantasy Chicken coming up all hour. Taking your questions, calls on the tweets. It can be non-chicken related if you want it. It can be non-poultry. Bogman of the Wells, we're coming back. Don't go anywhere. In this league!
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one when you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember when Ezekiel Elliott was going to be suspended for 6 games to start the season, and then he wasn't, and then he was, and then he wasn't. Maybe he is. Maybe he's now going to miss the middle of the season. I don't know. Who's on first? Who's on second? Up is down. Left is right. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what is happening. If you thought, by the way, we're playing Fantasy Chicken this segment, I fooled you. We're doing it next segment. I want you guys to load it up. We've already got some good Twitter ones out there. So make sure that you guys load it up the show. And starting next segment, we are going to be playing Fantasy Chicken. The Chicken. Hashtag the chicken. ITL Live. Put me and Bogman on the tweet. You can put FNTSY Radio on the tweet. And we will be doing that in the next segment through probably a little bit of the second hour as well. It's a really fun game. So if you don't know, if you don't have the concept yet, you're going to hear it here in just a bit. But like I said, it could be, you know, Thomas Rawls carries, you know, that'll be low. Maybe none, you know, or Ezekiel Elliott touchdowns. I don't know. He doesn't play well against the Giants. And we will pick a number and then we will just continuously go on. It's a very fun game. We'll do that. But the news that just had me, it just had me frustrated this entire week, as everybody.
You and everybody else, brother.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, I guess it's probably the same as everybody, but I just wish, like, where's the clarity? Why, there's something to the clown knows Goodell. You know, I'm much less of a critic, I think, in the whole world of, like, commissioners and stuff like that. Like, I mean, they're all not great. You know, but they're also put in a position to not be great. You know what I mean?
They're like, not going to look great. Yeah.
Yeah. Like exactly. They hired that person because they're going to be able to take the brunt of everybody's criticism.
That's why you get the 20 whatever million dollars a year is because you look like the biggest jerk ever.
Yeah, exactly. And these guys are really good. These are like professional jerks. So good for you for your professional jerk. So I'm a little bit less like about Goodell, but this stuff, it's just like, you're putting your foot down and he, you know, I mean, you're getting lawyers in to go against the big thing. Why can't we just have clarity at the end of the day? It you know, it reminds me of the baseball trade deadline where they're like, oh, it's so exciting. July 31st, it's a baseball trade deadline. There's like a whole other month where players can be traded.
Yeah, there's some other trades that we can do over here too. Yeah, it's a confusing legal thing. All the time with all the jargon and everything. We don't, you know, I don't have a legal expert. I mean, I know a lawyer, but I mean, I should have one.
I thought you did.
No, I don't. I got cleared of all that. But I hate all this stuff, man. It's okay. He's suspended for 6 games, but then we're going to have the arbitration. All right. So it goes to arbitration, but then he gets the injunction. Okay. Like, I just don't understand what all is going on. Like, is the dude going to play or not? Yeah, I really wish we could turn off everything until we just figured out, is he going to play or not? Like, yeah. I wish everything could possibly be ignored. We could block everything out. Okay, look, he's playing week one. That's all I know. Yeah, all that, I know is he's playing week one.
Well, and that was, but that was, like, the craziest thing out of the entire process was, like, okay, they set a deadline, and then they're like, okay, guess what, guys? By the end of the day, 4 p.m. Eastern, we're gonna have the answer. It's like 5:30 Pacific Standard
Time. By 4:16, you know, 22. That's when we're gonna have it.
Yeah, totally. And it never got the answer. But then the NFL in pressing the whole thing, they didn't just kind of caved, which I assume has to be. I assume the caving had to do more with, well, we're going to buddy up. Harold Henderson will not make you the bad guy here. You can go on our side, let him play because this is going to court no matter what. And now we're in this situation where, I mean, luckily drafts are done because you just can't even think about this anymore. But he's playing week one. Nobody knows if he's going to be suspended in week two. The assumption is he is, and you kind of need to go by that.
This is like when I'm going to start my diet. It's like, well, we'll figure it out tomorrow.
We'll go Monday.
Well, yeah, maybe not today, but we'll figure it out tomorrow for sure.
I'm going to stop drinking soda on week two. That's when I'll stop drinking soda.
Yeah, it's like, and whenever you say that, you're like, how'd I get this soda? How is this in my hand? I don't know.
Well, week three. Week three. I mean, okay, week five because there's a bye week in week four, so week five is when I'll stop drinking soda. That's when I'll do that.
I have a bye week, which means I don't have to diet that week.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately,
I've been on my bye week for a long time. So
every week is a bye week. Sunday's become the bye week of the 7-day workout. But we're now in the situation where, I mean, I keep seeing, by the way, people being like, oh, he's going to be suspended week 2 through 7. Well, no, he's not, because bye week is 7, which means week 8 he will be not playing, and then week 9 he'll be back. That's kind of the idea of what's going on. I saw Brad Ziegler, who's a baseball player, but he likes to play fantasy football. He was tweeting out to the like fantasy experts, like, is there any way that this decision and ruling could possibly change where he could now miss weeks 9 through 16 for your fantasy playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, anything can happen at this point. You drafted Ezekiel Elliott. Any smart person listening right now has a capable third and fourth running back that's going to be backing him up. If you have a flex spot, you better also have some capable wide receivers to throw in at flex. But this thing, they're telling us, over-under. We're playing chicken, Bogman. Let's play a little chicken with Ezekiel Elliott here.
Not ready they're for saying, chicken. Okay.
They're saying Thursday or Friday, which in NFL terms, this is like how I'm really bad with time. So if I tell you half an hour, it's probably like an hour. So this is like me talking here.
That's true.
They're saying Thursday is the deadline. I'm going to set the opening bid of a decision Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern.
November.
You win. You win.
They're never going to. I just don't know when we're ever going to get this decision. It's ridiculous.
No, the decision, though, is if they're going to allow the the restraining order. So what will he can play the season.
Let's stop with the legal jargon. Why don't we just put it back to fantasy stuff? Okay, so someone wants to trade you Ezekiel Elliott. They're like, I can't take this anymore. I don't know what's happening with him. I got to get him off my team. I got
all Danny Glover. Like, I'm too old for this.
I'm too old for this, Zeke. What is the best thing that you're going to give up to acquire Zeke? Give me a starting running back and then a starting wide receiver. Give me an RB and a wide receiver. No, I don't want two and one. I want to do straight up.
Okay,
I want what's the best straight up running back and then the best straight up wide out.
All right, we'll start a chicken. I'll give you Frank Gore.
Oh, we're going to chicken this. Okay, yeah. I'll give you Dalvin Cook.
Oh, my God.
I mean, talking about top three back.
Yeah.
You're not going to go ahead of Dalvin Cook? Is that
who's
too much?
Ahead? I don't know. I mean, Dalvin Cook, if I go look at the great Jake Seeley.
You going to give up Melvin
right
Gordon?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Absolutely not. Jake Seeley on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the all-in kid who has his wonderful... Remember, don't ask him questions on Twitter because his free ranks are up for week one at Roto Experts. There's a little plug for our boy Jake, who I think will be joining us next week. He has his week one stuff up, and he has Dalvin Cook as the number 12 running back PPR for week one. So you telling me...
What does he have Zeke?
Zeke at 4. Yeah. That's 1 week.
See, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, but I think that could be most weeks. Zeke is going to be top five, right?
I feel like I might give you Kareem Hunt.
I mean, you just said that he doesn't have a good history against the Giants, and he's at 4 over here. Yeah. Okay, how about you don't like DeMarco Murray? Would you give up DeMarco Murray for Zeke?
Maybe.
I couldn't do it.
Maybe. Depends who my other backs are. I mean, I'm assuming, I guess if you're making this move, you probably have some... you know, semblance of a team. Like, otherwise, I'm probably more likely on the wide receiver front to give up because wide receiver is deeper this year. So, okay, let's play real quick version chicken with
Sammy
wide receiver.
Watkins. I'm going to start Sammy Watkins. Easy, right?
Easy. I'll raise you Golden Tate.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Ooh, that was where I was going to go. Doug Baldwin. You love Doug Baldwin. You trade me Zeke for Doug Baldwin?
I would give up. Yeah, I would give up.
Sold.
To get Zeke.
Sold. See, that's okay. Where I'm at. That's how I'm making this trade done. I wish you had any shares of Ezekiel Elliott.
Nope, I don't. I can't do it, man. I cannot. Zero shares. Zero shares of Ezekiel Elliott. I will not have him on any of my rosters. No, thank you.
Okay. Well, if someone out there in the league that I'm playing with, I don't have Doug Baldwin, though, so maybe we can work it out. You want Sammy Watson? We'll make it work. We're going to be able to play chicken on the other side of this break. But other thing, just a quick comment. I'm really shocked that this mess with the Miami Dolphins and Buccaneers where, you know, there was a decision, will they move the game to week 11 where they both happen to share a bye or they just find a neutral site that both teams really couldn't, from what I read, both teams couldn't come up with a neutral site agreement, and it just couldn't be done.
Pittsburgh and Philly offered it. I don't understand why they couldn't go to one of those places.
Was it, was it the home field advantage? I don't get it. So those teams are now going to go 16 weeks straight. And how many people are screwed with their week one quarterback? You know how many people have been scrambling because, oh my God, I got Jameis Winston? Everyone is scrambling.
Hand
I have
in the air, this guy.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, I got one team where I got Mike Evans and Devontae Parker. It's a problem. It's a problem. Thanks, Goodell. Man, thanks, Obama. That's what we get. Thanks Goodell. All right. Fantasy Chicken on the other side of this break. Hit us up on Twitter. Call in. We will play this game. But we'll be right back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
RotoExpert.com. Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package.
Brand new for 2017, RotoExperts.com presents the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Roll with me through the 2017 season as I get you ready to draft and dominate all season long. It's only going to cost you $20 to win your fantasy league this year. Hell, you spend 10 times that on a Friday night and leave empty-handed. The Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package features articles, videos, and rankings that will help you be the man in your home, office, or high-stakes leagues. Plus, you get private access to the Fantasy Executive Snapchat, where you can interact with me directly. Head on over to rotoexperts.com and sign up for the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Chill with me all season long and win big in 2017 with the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package powered by rotoexperts.com.
That's a good rejoin. That's solid. That's why Chris Pavona is a super producer, as we are ready to play the Fantasy of Chicken. But I want to let you guys know that Fantasy Factor is running another NFL Survivor Contest. We love Survivor Contest, but guess what? $1,000 winner take all. That is not a game of chicken, because winner take all in that contest. It's free to enter. Simply sign up at www.fantasyfactor.com and make your pick each week. Last man standing takes home $1,000. Someone is going to win $1,000. It might be you. You listening right now, hovering over your phone, that's listening to us speak to you. You could be $1,000 richer. Just go check them out. Fantasy Factor is the only DFS site that is exclusively single entry contests. www.fantasyfactor.com. Sign up right now. Now, single entry contest, that is the way to go in the DFS world, by the way. That is the way.
Love that. No scripts. None of that
stuff. No scripts. Just cold hard cash. FantasyFactor.com. Go check them out. I like it. All right. Fantasy Factor. Survivor. You know, we're dealing with this. We do some type of stuff like this over at InThisLeague.com. Between Pick'em and Survivor, I'm a survivor. There's a
You're
song
a survivor.
For that.
You ain't going to give up.
I'm definitely a Survivor guy more than I am a Pick'em person. Is that I feel like you're more. You like the Pick'ems.
Yeah. Well, the Survivor stresses me out, man. Especially week one. Week one is the hardest time to pick a Survivor one, especially because when you go and you look at the big spreads, you know, like New England is -9, Pittsburgh is -9.5, Buffalo's -9, like. You think those are obvious picks, but we were talking about it earlier. I think that 98% of people one year picked Miami over the Texans in one of their expansion years. And the Texans beat Miami on the road week one, and 98% of people were just swept right out.
That happened, like, I think that was last year. There's one last year where it was like everyone was gone. It was like March Madness stuff. It was like, you know, a 15 beating a 2 type of thing. But I love Survivor.
I hate that stuff.
Because I'm a Survivor. I'm going to get it. All right. Yeah, are going to be playing the Fantasy Chicken game. Chris Pavona, play the sounder.
Hey, are you ready to play
the chicken?
That is right. We're going to play the chicken.
The chicken.
You ready
to
play?
This man is absolutely right.
I love playing chicken. He knew. Right when I walked in the door that we were going to play, right when you turned on the app.
GD door.
You knew we were going to play some chicken. So how this works, as we've said before, is we're going to take a player. And anything is on the line here. And remember, you guys can tweet at us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Use hashtag ITL Live so we can find it. And you give us a player with any type of category. You can say yards, catches, touchdowns. You can say total PPR points, stuff like that. And you can also call 844-84-FNTSY if you would like to submit one for us. And we are going to be playing this. And feel free to play along at home. You know, FNTSY Radio sent out a tweet about what we're doing today. You can reply to them. You can do that. You can play along with what you like here. First one on the docket as we play some chicken, Bogman. I will start chicken. Off, and I will set the opening bid here. Christian McCaffrey versus San Francisco. We're going to go yards. Opening bid, 50 yards.
I'll go 65.
85. This is rushing and receiving are on the table here.
88.
95.
Done. You win.
I get 95. This is total yards. 95. Total yards.
Total yards, yes.
You don't 95. Think he could have 50 yards rushing and 50 yards receiving?
Dude, he could catch a 75-yard pass. I mean, that's something that could happen. I'm not going to... Rookie in his first game? No, thanks.
Against the Niners? Sure. Come on. All right.
Okay. Cool. I mean, that's right, your guys. What's the, you should what's have the,
I mean, this is Christian McCaffrey, though. Like, I get what you're I totally get the rookie fear, and I think a lot of people, like, well, I think a topic we could be talking about next week, by the way, is the amount of people that are losing their mind over rookie impact. Because you've got Joe Mixon, who's third on the depth chart. You've got Kareem Hunt, who's going up against the Patriots. You've got Christian McCaffrey, who, I mean, the Niners aren't anything to, you know, go home about this? But you know what I'm saying.
I feel like it's come full circle to the Welsh because TJ Yeldon's probably not going to play and Leonard Fournette is no longer on the injury report.
So, I didn't hear that about Yeldon. I heard Yeldon was number one on the depth chart last.
Hamstring. Well, no, it's they're listed as triple co-starters between Ivory Yeldon and Fournette, but Yeldon is he hurt his hamstring in practice, so he's looking very questionable to play.
You wouldn't be surprised at the end of the day if next week the big topic is four of the five rookie running backs disappointed in week one, and people start losing their mind, and then you're going to get people, and I'm just throwing it out here, people are going to be trading Joe Mixon for Frank Gore. You know, I want consistency. Frank Gore goes and gets 80 yards and a touchdown. You know, Joe Mixon has 20 yards rushing and a nice catch, and people are like, well, this is bull crap. I need more out of this. Blah, 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 and they're going to make dumb trades, and they're going to freak out because rookies don't perform in week one. I just don't – of all the guys, I'm not sure Christian McCaffrey is that guy because it's against the Niners, and he's going to catch the ball. They, I don't know if you heard this, and I know we can get to the next one here. There is a separate playbook for Christian McCaffrey. They have a separate playbook. Unlike anybody else, it's just for Christian McCaffrey plays that they can get him going here. I don't think this is the guy that gets less –
screen passes. I don't know how complicated that extra playbook is. It's all screen passes go to Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he has his own.
Big fat Kelvin Benjamin or Devin Funch's big slow guys. I don't think they're going to do that. He's going to get every screen pass. Yeah, I get it.
Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn.
All right. 95 yards. All right. Congratulations. Okay, how about Kareem Hunt versus New England PPR fantasy points, the Welsh? I'll open it up at 10 fantasy points.
Okay. So this is PPR. So 1 point for a catch, 1 point for every 10 yards. And 6 points for a touchdown. You opened it up.
Yep.
I'm okay. You went 10.
I started low. Let's
go. That's fine. 14.
16.
18.
19.
19 and a half.
20.
I'm gonna give it to you.
All right.
I'm going to give you that one. That'll be the one that we can cry about with the rookies. That rookie's going to be garbage, but my rookie will be great.
I don't even want that one.
You don't even want that one.
I'm trying to push you over the top. No, I do not want that one even a little bit.
All right, we got a couple listener ones. This is a really interesting one. James Bolin, James_Bolin on Twitter. What's the total for defense and special team touchdowns for week one? So he went full bore all the league. So, okay, I'm going to open the bid at one here. So all the defensive and special team touchdowns combined in the league, I will open up at one.
I'll go three.
I'll go four.
Defensive. Five.
Sold. All right, sold.
Okay,
fine. You had me worried. I was like, Bogman, this is bad radio here, but you had me worried. I didn't want to rush you because then you'd been like, all right, you can have it.
All right, so total touchdowns, defense, special teams is 5.
All right,
so we got to write these down, too, so we know who's going to win next week. What are we betting, by the way? Aren't we betting something?
I don't know. We can figure it out in the break. We'll figure out. Maybe we can get some tweets. Tweet at us. What should we bet here?
Yeah, let's get some suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, we like to do. Bogman hates olives with the passion of a thousand suns, black olives specifically. I hate black. I hate garlic. I will never do a bet with pickles, so just putting that out there. But you guys can decide what has to happen.
What if it's something pickled?
Maybe sing a song. I like to hear Bogman rap. Some Post Malone.
No,
my
you
mama
not.
Called. She on the TV. Yeah, no?
Let's go to the next one.
This is from Worky152 on Twitter. Says, chicken, Joe Mixon total touches this week. You get to set the opening bid here.
I'll go with 8.
10.
11.
12.
You win.
No! Come on. Come on.
Third on the depth chart.
Take one more. Go one more up here. God,
third on the depth chart. No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right, we'll go to our list here, and we'll get to more. You guys tweet at us. Is it the Welsh, Bogman Sports, FNTSY Radio? Any of those work? Use the hashtag ITLive no matter what, and you guys set down anyone that you want on here. Or if you'd like to be heard, call us 844-84-FNTSY. Bogman, what is it? We got a couple minutes here before the break. Let's go to the next one.
Drew Brees versus Minnesota. You said touchdowns plus yards. I'll just start with 250 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Oh, man, you came out the gates hard. Bogman goes hard. I'm going to go 300 yards, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns.
350 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
It's Drew Brees, son. Drew Brees makes me feel fine. Throwing all the
Drew Brees. Makes me feel fine, throwing all the touchdowns down the line. It's okay. It's like a B on it. You went 350.
That's the sound of everyone changing stations.
Probably. I'm going to go 350, 4 touchdowns.
350, and you win.
Okay. You don't think I can get 4 touchdowns out of Breeze?
No, well, that's just a lot. That's just a whole lot of stuff going on. Like, I think he can get the 4 touchdowns, but now what if he throws 5 touchdowns, but he gets 275 yards? I still win. Right? You got to get both, right?
I win. I'm the big winner. Mikey wins.
No, see, because I could have said, hey, what if he gets 100 yards and 2 interceptions? So you're like, I win.
Nah, he has to hit it. All right, last one real quick before we go to break. We got a whole bunch more. I want to hear from you guys. Stephon Diggs versus New Orleans. PPR fantasy points. Bogman, I will open the bid at 10 points.
I'll go 17.
If I do some math here, I will go 19 points.
20.
21.
21 and a half.
You win. All right, you win. We got to go to break, so you win. 21 and a half, however that works. All right, more coming up. Play chicken. Hit us up. It is Bogman of the Welsh for the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League. Don't go anywhere.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rashard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Hi, I'm Austin Hedges, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I'm a survivor! You're gonna get it! Pavona. Is that sad that I knew it within 3 seconds? I should know it that quick.
Right? No, I mean, that's a song that everybody knows. Come on.
I'm a survivor! Don't want no pick-ems!
I mean, it's just... As long as you're not singing in the shower or anything, I think you're okay. But every dude knows this song. Come on.
Do they? Pavona, do you know? Pavona knows this song. You're in a Disney fantasy football.
Obviously, he played it.
Pavona, you know this song. I mean, like, you knew this song for, like, a long time, right?
I mean, I grew up with it in high school.
Yeah.
You bumped it? You, like, bumped it in the car and stuff. By the way,
not me, my girlfriend.
For a little bit later in the show. Yeah, well, I mean, girlfriends. They
when they
the
weren't
music,
going
so.
To see Battlestar Galactica, they were listening to Beyonce.
Battlefield exactly. Earth. Let's get it right. Come on.
Battlefield Earth. I'm sorry.
Battlestar Galactica.
I actually like Battlestar Galactica. And I don't know why I always get them mixed up.
Yeah. I was going to say the word that they always like to replace a word with, but I feel like it's still a little bit sketchy, so maybe I won't do that. A little teaser for later in the show. We're going to get an update on the Disney, yes, Disney as in Mickey Mouse, Fantasy League and what is going on. We're going to get the latest reports from Chris Pavona a little bit later.
Oh, man, I hope he was just getting sniped by all those weirdos.
F-A-N-T-A-Y. Da, 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 da. I didn't spell it right. F-S-A-S. That's what happens. Disney, everything has got me rattled here. The chicken has me rattled.
W-H-I-S-K-E-Y whiskey.
Yeah, that too. That's definitely true. The chicken game has me rattled. It's very intense. It's a very serious game. You guys are participating with us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports on Twitter? Hashtag ITL Live. You can call in if you dare. 844-84-FNTSY. So much so, we realized maybe we need to have, like, we need to set the tone. So, Pavona, set the tone for the chicken. Set it.
Hey! Are you ready to play
the chicken?
Right. Play the chicken. The chicken. And I think we're going to have
chicken.
Maybe a game show, some music under us to set the tone. A little bit of silence. Like, Bogman was... Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, there it is. Bogman was playing around with some radio silence, and that's uncomfortable. So we don't want that.
Yeah.
So,
those long, sullen silences.
Yeah.
Usually I'm just running my mouth, and I never shut up.
Okay.
So
here we go with chicken, as anything applies, and we will see who goes. Let's see. I have two, and Bogman has two so far in the game of chicken. And we had a couple of listener ones, too.
Actually, you've got a couple here. You've got McCaffrey, I've got Kareem Hunt, you got Drew Brees, I got Stephon Diggs.
We're tied.
The defense, yeah. So we both have, what is that, three apiece. So.
Okay. All right, we're going to the listener Twitter line here. Trevor Welsh, second of his name, second in the house of Welsh, but obviously not mine. Trevor says, how many touches for Le'Veon Bell? So let's use phrasing here lightly. I will open the bid at 15 Le'Veon Bell touches.
I'll go 20.
25. Music is perfect. It's intense.
I'm gonna let you have it because
You're gonna give me 25 touches?
25. Well, there's
two
reasons. Number one, he's coming back. He hasn't had any preseason, but he's in great shape. So that's not.
He's gonna have 25 carries.
Okay, against the Browns, why is he gonna need 25? Why is he gonna need 25 carries against the Browns? He's gonna have about 20 carries, maybe three or four catches. I don't think he gets up to 25 touches. And then here comes James Conner, get him some experience against the Browns. So
no way.
25
the defense
touches, you can have that. Yeah,
Cleveland's
sure.
defense is impregnable.
That's why they're always picking number one, because they're impregnable.
How about this one? Chris Brandhoover. It's Brandhoover.
Brandhoover.
What's up, Chris Brandhoover?
What are you going to say, Bob?
On Twitter, at crazy_dog1 with a W.
Crazy dog.
What's up, Cranboover? Brandhoover. He has a couple here, but we're going to go with this one. PPR scoring. Danny Woodhead. You can open the bid, Bob. Total PPR scoring for Danny Woodhead, who is practicing, by the way.
I'll go 10 points. Start.
12 points.
13.
17 points.
Yeah, you win that.
He's going to score a touchdown and some catches.
Yeah, he better. He better score a touchdown and get 17 points to Welsh.
That's why. I almost said a higher number than I had to catch myself. I said, hey,
because that's 10
down,
catches
Welsh.
And 70 yards, so he's got to get to that end zone. So.
It's getting in the end zone. All right, Bogman, let's go back to the list here. I think we got one or two in the docket here. So make sure you tweet us or whatever you want to do to get a hold of us for some more games of the chicken. And feel free if you got any takes on any of them. You hate, you love, or you just need to be heard, you can totally tweet us those as well, and we'll talk about them on here. Bogman, pick up on the list here for the chicken.
T.Y. Hilton versus the Rams catches the Welsh. I'll start open at a 3 from Scott Tolzien. Remember, no Andrew Luck for week one.
I'm still uncomfortable that they're the L.A. Rams. Just the L.A.R.
The L.A. Rams. Well, the L.A.C., every time I see it, and I know everybody says this, so it's not original, but every time I see it, I think Clippers. Every single time.
Yeah, me too. I think I've said it a couple times. What did you say? 3?
I said 3 for T.Y. Hilton versus the Rams.
I'll go 4.
Oh, man. I'll go 5.
Do you need a lifeline?
I do not need a lifeline. I might need a lifeline for this.
What
I'll
you
go
say?
5. I'll go 5. 5 catches for T.Y. Hilton.
Sold.
Ah, damn it.
You are the big winner. I'm not going 6. Scott Tolzien, give me a break.
Well, maybe some screen passes. Let's go,
no,
T.Y.
No, no, no. Jack Doyle's going to have 12 catches. Doyle's going to have 12 catches in the game because there's zero chance Tolzien is throwing more than 8 yards at all in this game. No chance.
So the next one you have here, the Welsh, is touchdowns scored by tight ends in New England versus Kansas City. So this is Dwayne Allen or Rob Gronkowski or any
I'll
other
open the
version
bit.
Of a tight end.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the big tight end game. Gronk and Kelsey in the same game. So total touchdowns scored in this game. Bogman, I'm going to open it up at 2.
You win. I'll give
oh,
you
really?
The 2.
Okay. You're going to yeah. give me 2 with Gronk?
Yeah, I mean, healthy Gronk is nice. They're not playing Pittsburgh, which means he's not going to have his usual 6 touchdowns.
I am dominating this game. I got to step away from the microphone. I am dominating chicken right now. Somebody tweet right now and tell me I'm not dominating because I am destroying this game on Bogman. Bogman, what is your problem? Here's your chance to redeem yourself.
What
Julio
the hell
Jones.
Are you talking about?
I'm dominating
when
this game.
When you lose you're... all these, do I get to come on next week? And you know what? We're going to save that clip. We're going to save that clip because somebody's going to win.
Nope. Yeah, I
and
know.
It's not going to be you.
This yeah, guy, I'm. You, you're me giving break, me dude. Layups here. You're giving me layups.
I'm not giving you two New England tight end touchdowns.
No,
I mean,
New England and Kansas
two,
City. It's combined.
Oh, combined. See, I thought it was just New England.
No.
Okay,
in
okay,
the game.
Okay. Then fine. I'll move up. I'll go to 3.
Oh, now you're jumping in.
Well, now that I understand, I make up your own damn rules. Yes, OB.
You go 3?
I'll go to 3. Yes.
You can have it. You can have it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, biggest thing in the world. Oh, how can you only go to 2? I say 3. Oh, you can have it. You know what you are.
What? Oh, what am I, Bogman? What
you
am
know
I?
What you are.
All right.
Julio Jones, yeah. The Welsh versus
Chicago. Oh, yeah,
Chicago.
I got that one. I got it. PPR points. PPR fantasy points, Bogman. You can open the bid.
You just said you have it, and then I can open the bid.
You can
16.
Open. Well, I opened the last one. 16 points?
16, yes.
20.
21.
The math is so difficult. 24, yeah, that's true. 24.
You can have it.
See?
24 PPR points for the Welsh.
Jesus, man. I am just... Look at this. Scott Guthrie. Wait, Bogman is going to nail. Oh, wait.
What did he say? No, why
I deleted
you...
this.
Hold on. Let's get that back in. What did he say? Come on, Wells. Why are you reading his comment?
I'll read you this one. Joel Slezak, he says, I am asserting my dominance like 2 wild bucks that are locking horns, I think. I'm not going to read what Guthrie says. What is he talking about? He's not going to. He said something about nailing somebody. It's not appropriate for
going to nail the Welsh to the ground.
No. What is he talking
about?
It's not
that inappropriate.
What is he? What is
there are no words that we're not allowed to say in there.
Okay.
But
hold
he
on.
Just
he
knows I'm going to win. He's Bog Nation. Bog
you know
Nation
what, Guthrie?
Domination, the Welsh.
I expect $10 in my Venmo if I just destroy Bogman. If I am up by at least 3 points on this, I expect money in my Venmo because I am
You know what,
very
Guthrie? I don't expect anything because I'm not unreasonable.
Well, because so, you have
that's
a victim
why I make
mentality,
all the good
Bogman. You have a Joel Osteen mentality where it's
I have
a
victim mentality. Are you kidding
you
me?
Yeah. Exactly.
I have a victim mentality. Okay.
What's
what about one? Blake Bortles versus Houston? Interceptions. I'll open the bid at 2.
Oh, man. I'll go 3.
Man, I don't think they're going to throw the ball that much.
I think they're going to throw the ball all game.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, 3 sounds exactly right.
do it.
So I
know you want to do it.
Ahead of that, I do, but no, I'll say you win. Three, right. You win.
Please, I'm gonna save that clip of Bogman please. Saying I win.
Leonard Fournette.
Well, save that one. 40, save that one.
45 carries.
What? 45 carries. Leonard That's Fournette. I thought you were going with one. Leonard Fournette.
No. I want Leonard Fournette to have 45 carries. So Blake Bortles only has to throw the ball 10 times. He can't possibly throw three interceptions in like 16 or 17 passes, can he?
The reason he'll have 45 carries is because he throws three first half picks, and then they'll say, get out of the game. Where's Chad Henne? Get Leonard Fournette in here. He can hand off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he could easily throw three in the first half. What am I thinking?
I know. I know. I'm actually kind of shocked. I'm kind of shocked if he'd go like five. You would have totally won.
I just think if he throws too early, they'll bench him and put Chad Henne in. So,
all right, yeah, it's a good point. All right, we got more coming up of the chicken. We love how you guys are participating chicken. With us. So keep it up. It is Bogman of the Welsh on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You can call in. You can tweet us. You can do whatever you got to do. Son, come play the chicken and tell us how you like the game so far. Who's winning?
Chicken.
Am I asserting my dominance? I think I'm doing it. I think I'm doing it, Bogman. I'm going to assert this dominance.
Quarterback to receiver hookups. Running back depth analysis. Rookie values in dynasty leagues. Deep sleepers. Training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
I don't know what this one is. What's this one?
It sounds like an old game show. I'm not sure, though.
It's DuckTales. It's DuckTales, of course. Why do I question that Chris Pavona is just not on his A game every single time? Because I feel like, and I mean, I can't confirm
this,
but I feel like some of the best
where
work.
Where Uncle Scrooge dives into the penny thing.
Oh, I think you're right. I think some of Pavona's greatest work is done here and in this league. Which leads us to, we're going to play the chicken in the second hour, probably the first two segments, and then we're going to look at some of the NFL lines and the games and just do a quick little look and see who we think is going to win. Play a little pick'em game, even though I like to be a survivor. Don't want to pick 'em.
You ain't going to give up. We'll pick that, too. We'll pick our survivors.
Okay, we'll do that. But Chris Pavona, we're going to need you on the mic right now because we are going to need an
Hi,
update
guys.
On... the Hi! On the Disney draft, a 20-man Disney draft. If people didn't listen to last week's award-winning episode, which they really should, you can listen to it on demand.
20-man?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 20-man. On the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, on the website, fantasysportsnetwork.com, you can listen to this show on demand. We found out that Chris Pavona is in a Disney Facebook discussion group, and you guys were doing a fantasy football draft. It was Sunday. Tell us what happened.
Draft never happened.
That's no, what?
Yeah. Hold on.
Did Mickey?
It's going to happen. They were waiting to get 20 teams.
So wait. What? So you're telling me there weren't 20 awesome dudes in the Disney Facebook discussion group that wanted to play fantasy football? I don't believe it.
How about this for
everybody's
Seth?
Trying no. to get into It's a Small World before Hurricane Irma destroys it.
Oh.
Actually, I think Orlando's going to be okay. But anyways, they had like I was looking at the draft order, and there were 16 teams, and I'm like, you know, just stop there. We don't need any more teams.
That's great.
Let's just draft. No, this guy was like, we're going to wait for four more teams. I'm going to look for four more people, and I'm like, all right, well, have fun. Whoever gets the 20th pick in the first round.
Is there a numerical significance in the Disney world for 20? Like, well, I don't understand it.
I don't know. I mean, I know there's Club 33 in Disneyland, so that's not it.
You got Club 37. Yeah.
Club 37. Oh.
In a row. Yeah.
Clerks.
There we go.
Clerks in a row.
Yep.
Okay. So when is it going to happen?
This Sunday. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. This Thursday. Tomorrow.
Okay, so like right before the game.
Yeah.
Are you going to get, like, is the Thursday game going to count or no?
I don't think the Thursday. I don't believe the Thursday game will count for anyone, and I don't think I'm. Gonna, I don't think I'm going to be drafting anybody in that anyway. I mean, I know it's the Patriots and the Chiefs. The only guy who wants Kareem Hunt.
I mean, maybe there's some. Yeah, you go with Brandon Cooks.
You wouldn't want
What's
Tom
your Twitter
Brady
handle again?
On your team? I mean, come on.
It depends on where I get him. If this is a 20-team league, I might end up with, like, I don't know, Brian Hoyer as my starting quarterback and Shane Vereen as my running back one.
Nah, don't do that.
It's Magnifico Animal, of course.
Oh, Magnifico Animal. I want everyone that's listening to go follow Chris Pavona on his Twitter, and we're going to need an update or two on what happens in that draft. It's very, very important to our lifestyle to know. So make sure you follow him. Please send out a tweet, or at least email us or text us or something so we can send out a tweet. I have to know who you're rocking. And what was your team name again? Isn't it like something about DuckTales?
No, it's about the a Goofy movie called The Perfect Cast.
Goofy movie.
The Perfect Cast, boy. It is so deep and so entrenched. I there's a part of me that wants to be a part of it, just to experience
what this is.
It'd be like a reality show.
I'm still telling you.
All of us,
once this hurricane goes, we'll go down to Orlando and we'll go drinking around the world at Epcot.
Yeah, are they at 20 teams yet? The Welsh can get in.
Yeah, no, we have 20.
Rob Bogman, you got to be there. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you got 20. Okay, so it's set. The Disney draft is happening. For anyone that was really, really concerned and worried about it, it is going down. I'm very excited. As well, hour two is about to go down. More Bogman, more Welsh, more Pavona, and more of the chicken. We're going to play some chicken, so tweet at us. Is it the Welsh? Bogman Sports. Tell us your chicken bets. We'll get at it. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.